Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
How about Gio in New Brunswick? What's going on, Jay?
I'm going insane. I'm going insane to the point that I'm making up tunes about this. You ready? We don't believe in Volpe. We don't believe in Volpe because Volpe's not that good. We can't keep going with this. He's costing us games. I understand. He's a great kid. He does everything the right way, but the results are not showing. How much longer do we keep this up? Nobody else.
Hey,
I know we have no. But
how long did you work on that song?
Dude, 3 minutes. Me and my brother were watching it the other day.
Even sounds like 3 seconds. three minutes.
That's rough. That was a rough one, man. I mean, I understand he's not playing well, but that was not good. 145 on The Fan. About 10 more minutes. Evan and Tiki coming up next here. Let's get back to the phone. It's been hot. Let me get Ryan in Tarrytown. Hey, Ryan, what's happening? Hey, Ryan.
I'm a big Mets fan. Yeah, I kind of disagree. I don't mind them. I don't think this team is very good. I think they're worse than their record. I think that if we start building for next year, it's fine. I mean, the pitching staff can't stay healthy. The bullpen's a nightmare. I can't. When they bring in the bullpen, I think I'm having a nightmare.
Ryan, hold on. We all know about the bullpen, and we've talked about that. You know, there's basically no disparity between the innings thrown by the starters and the collective relievers for well over a couple of months now. There's a lot of bad stats, but hold on. So you're basically calling us up and saying, go to next year?
I think that we could play out the season if we get hot in the wild card or whatever. Yeah. I mean, I have no confidence when it's the bottom of the. When we're up. My confidence level
is low. That's why you make trades.
Considering the names we have already, I think they got to get hot.
Ryan, that's why you make trades.
Well, we should bring in some. We must bring in some bullpen and keep them for next year.
They're going to.
But
they will.
All right. I mean, you know, I just don't think we're that good of a ball club.
Fair enough.
We're worse than the record. All right.
Thanks, brother, man.
I listen to you every day.
You got it. But no, I appreciate that. Thank you, Ryan. I was just trying to get to the bottom of you know, are you jumping ship? Are you, you know, you want them to win, but you don't believe that they could. And eventually that's kind of where we got. I don't think the Mets are a great team. I don't know if there's any great team this year, quite frankly. Dodgers are an absolute disaster. We know the Yankees have a million holes. I mean, where's the great team? The Phillies, you know, are slightly better in the standing. Mets handle them. They're playing well. Braves are done. They stink. You worried about the Padres? Who are you worried about? So I just think that, I mean, and thankfully, most Met fans share, maybe not our last caller to this extent, but you haven't won a World Series in 86. There is no punting when you're in the neighborhood or in the ballpark of being able to win. It's just not what you do. Now, I haven't done this in a while. I like to do this with Sal, and we'll kind of guess, but I'll fill it in without him here today. Because both teams, even though the Mets won last night, both fan bases are a bit ticked off. So I will gun. I'm on the engine right now. Here's the projections. And boy, it's gotten lower. All right, right now the Yankees are projected to win 91.8 games. They have a 92.7% chance to be a playoff team and a less than 44% chance to win the division. That's the Yankees, all right? The Mets. Wow. This really surprises me. The Mets right now, their expected win total is 87.4, which would be lower than last year. I mean, they better make some moves, otherwise it might be that, but I'd still have to take the over. Stop. Division, this seems a little disrespectful to a team that's a half a game out, 21.6%. Vegas is not loving these Mets seasons, what I'm hearing. Overall playoff possibility, 69.7%. I'd probably put that more mid-70s, but you get it. I mean, and again, the calculation, strength of schedule, what they've already done, blah, blah, blah. But what you can't calculate with a computer is what moves they make. And one of the moves they better make is a real legitimate thumper. They got to get a bat. Let me get Sid up in Riverdale on the Fan, BT and Sal. Hey, Sid.
Hey, BT. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm such a disgusted Yankee fan. I got to be honest, BT. I lived through the early 80s, as you know. I've seen it all. I'm just not that confident that Cash is going to make the right moves moving forward.
What would you deem the right moves? And you're definitely right when you say moves plural, but what would you deem the right moves?
Well, getting a real third baseman.
Yep.
A bat. Shore up the bullpen.
Yep.
And the thing that bothers me is that since Cash always seems to hold on to all these prospects, I don't want them trading Spencer Jones. I don't think they will.
I don't think they will. Because I don't think there's anybody we didn't think the Devers was available, so you never know. I don't think they're going to trade him for, you're not going to do it for Suarez, who's 34. I don't think that's happening. I don't think he's going to get dealt.
And the thing that I saw the other day, now, confirm this if I was wrong.
Yep.
I saw Ricky Ricardo posted something on Facebook and
online. I saw
online.
That. I had just gotten back from vacation. Go ahead.
How true is that?
And I don't know. I haven't asked Ricky, so I don't know the answer to that question. What I do know is, number one, Ricky is awesome. He's a great guy. And he knows his stuff, and he's connected. So, and Ricky's not somebody who's going to sloppily, especially when he works for the Yankees in Spanish broadcast, and his calls are awesome. I love him. But he's not going to throw something out hastily or irresponsibly, you know, when he's getting a paycheck from the team. I mean, that's like career suicide. So there's no way he's doing that. I don't know if he got it from the Yankees, but I can promise you he got it from somewhere that's fairly well-sourced, if not very well-sourced. So I believe it. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to happen. It means that they're open to it or they're thinking about it. I don't have it in front of me. It was definitely not Lombard. It was Schlittler, right? If I remember. Schlittler? Yeah, Schlittler, Jones. Maybe there's just those two. I think it was a 2-for-3 where then they would get back Suarez, Merrill Kelly, and a higher leverage relief arm. I would not make that trade myself. Forget about, you know, Ricky's reporting. I'm not going to do that myself. You know, but I don't know. They're getting the third baseman. What's up, Hoffman?
By the way, it was Beeks, Jalen Beeks, Eugenio Suarez, Merrill Kelly, but it did not include George Lombard or Spencer Jones.
Yeah, it was Schlittler and it wasn't Jones.
It did include.
I thought it was
Schlittler.
And it wasn't Schlittler and Jones.
Correct. So Jones, Lombard were not part of it.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you for the clarity there. Okay. So, but I don't even want to give up Schlittler. I mean, I can't wait to watch him pitch. I really can't wait to watch him throw. It's going to be exciting. I mean, that first game, he averaged 98.7 miles per hour on his fastball, which was the highest average velocity for a fastball thrown by Yankee starters all season. And it's the young man's first start. He's long. He just discovered a new, I think it's the cutter. Was it the cutter or the, it wasn't a circle change. He just discovered a new pitch that he picked up very fast, and I know that they trust. So, I mean, I'm not saying under no circumstance would I give him up. For that circumstance, I'm not going to give him up. No way. You know, and can we see one thing tonight? And if we don't, and I'm not even saying that we will. I don't know what they're going to do. If they don't knock the crap out of Max Scherzer tonight. Like, I mean, come on. Can we get something going here tonight against this guy? Talk about the Yankees alumni game. This guy's, he's a step away from being in there. I mean, I don't get it. I respect him tremendously. What a good pro. Can you hit this guy? Just bang out some runs. Let me see something here. Yeah, I mean, you talk 22 hits, 23 innings. Just got to knock him around. Mike's in Brooklyn. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, guys? 50 years old, listened to the fan my whole life, and I've never called in, but today you got me to do it. If you think Francisco, and I'm a huge Met fan,
yep.
Huge,
yep.
Orange and blue skies. If you think Francisco Lindor is better than Alex Rodriguez, yeah. In his prime,
I mean,
you should just stick your head in the toilet and just flush. just rush because you just shouldn't be on the radio. You shouldn't be on the radio.
Well, I mean, Mike.
I mean, you should.
Hey, Mike, how about you go shove it? Here's the deal. Alex Rodriguez moved to third base, you idiot. Okay? You want to tell me I can't be on the radio?
When he was on the radio.